Shami Yevamas Daf Kes was learning from Zayin Amud Beis. Where I mentioned the third case that Chagai was made on that the Talmud Rayim, that the Tadmarim Kabbal Gerim from them. So Amach Ma Yaakov Amach Kabbal Gerim Menach Kaduyin Umenach Taduyim. We accept Gerim from Kadumim and Fatadurim. And the reason it says the Kabbalah, why? Because we're not afraid that they're mamzerim, and we'll be concerned that they'll be marim mamzerim be Yisrael. If not, they're makabel from them. We knew that they were not mamzerim, and I was going to explain the source of where they come from. Where do we know where they come from, and what's the source of it? So the again, the concept is they come from places we'll see. We knew that they not Jews that were maybe that got lost, and they were potentially mamzerim, would be marim mamzerim be Yisrael. So therefore, we except from them, we know that's not enough. They're not mamzerim. So where do they come from? Rav Shmuel Yochanan, his son McCain. We have Price's Misha said this as well. Shagirei Tamar Kesherim, that the converts of Tadmor, the Kadur Amotar, the Roy. Tamar, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Nida. All Ksamim stains, blood stains that come on Begadim that come from Rekem is Tar, because we assume that came from Gayim. And we know that the dam of a kusi is not the dam of a goy. The dam of a kusi is not the matame. So merely we say that's this name of the town was a kazal described where this tahirim. We learned in the Mishnah they came from the place of Merakim. They weren't goys, they were on Kisme Akum, and therefore we knew that these were a place of Akum, and therefore we were not concerned that there's a damnida. Because we assume that it's still it's what do you call it, that the it's from Goyim, and therefore there's no din tumah on that. So I think about it, because again the Rabbanan made a gzera on the kesem, but not on the kesem Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, not kesem from a goy. There was no gzera that was made. So we see that the Mishnah said like my Yudah Paskins that they are tumah. Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah over there, and that because since there's some there are some people there, well, Goyim, who became Yidden, Magayim, maybe came from them. And therefore, we say, since it comes from that place there, we say, are they Torah or not? We say, Kontra Vyuda, again, if they come from any place where Devar Zorah live, except Rakam, the Katara, because we assume it came from there, including Tadra Makabra, the Torah, because we assume it came from Goyim, most of Goyim, and they're there. Even if some Jews are there that were Magayir, we're not concerned about that. Hi, Gire Tamak Sherim. So when it comes out that Gire, the converts are talking about Sherim. You see why? Because originally the Goyim, Vadagun, that's why they're not that Dam was Mutter, it was Tar, was not Aser, and therefore they're not Mamzerim, it can be Kabbalem as Gerim. And if there were Kasafic Jews amongst them, we would be concerned. Then again, their blood, you couldn't make the blood Tar. Vice says from the Mishnah that it's the Tar, it's not Tameh. Right, says that the Goyim, therefore, is not concerned about Mzerim. That's why we make when Kabul gave him from them. Yaakov Shmuta, Bishop Levi, Adnaksha, one says that the Begadim that were full of Dam from Tadmor is Kasha, and one says that Mekabel, one says we accept them. So one moves on the Aloka on the Begadim, that the one's on the Begadim, one's that. So here again, what does that mean? Kab Mekabel, one we accept Gerim, or Makshir Vlad, Akum, Avevit Abbas Yisrael, Kab Mekabel to me, we accept them. We accept the man the makshir. One is makabel gerim, one is makshir lem kinegoyim, and no makabel lem. So the Gemara says, what's these two different shitas? One kanina of Yeshua Levi, one's chad makshir, chad makabel. What's the nafkamina? Man the makshir, makabel, the one who rules that the begadim are you can accept them that because they're goyim, they're memela. We can like say, you can makabel them because they're goyim. They're goyim, you can accept them. We're not concerned about mamzerim. But if you say man yom makabel amakshir, the one who says you accept the gerim doesn't necessarily mean that the dam you accept them maybe because we don't consider them amzerim, but lamait doesn't mean that they're but not that they're goyim. Maybe that the dam would be it wouldn't. There's no raya that we wouldn't do man the makshir lamakshir. It looks suffer the lab of suffering Yisrael came. They're not really suffering Yisrael. But the vlad about ma'amzer is considered not we consider them ma'amzer. But lamait said they're not. Then we can makabel them. But does because they're not concerned about Zerim, it doesn't mean we're going to take the Dam. The Dam could still be Dam Tameh. So, therefore, we have the difference of the Lashonos of two Shitas as big Nafkamina. So the Gemara said, "Lagabe, they didn't have Golas Bavel." Gemara said, "They came. They all came from different places." So the Gemara says, "We have to assume where they came from. A certain place where they came from, we know they came from Jews, and a certain place we know for sure about that it came from Goyim." So the question is, where did we come in this idea of Tadmor? Where did they come from? What area? Presumably, we were Bavel Yuxin at Nahabra. Bavel Lagabe Yuxin goes eastward until Nahazrok, until the Zahazrok, until the river Zarok. That is where, from there on, we say that that so far we know that the Gemara tells you that we didn't make it up to this part, that they took the people that went from Eretz Yisrael there, and those who were suffering, they took them with them, they were yichos, to see, you know, to watch them, to see that they don't mix in, that the ones should be mixed in, should not be mixed in. So the Gemara says over here, the Gabe, anything that's beyond that, from the river Nahar Zeroik, was acceptable. That was acceptable. That would be acceptable boundaries, says the Kabaneda. Ad Nahar Zeroik, above all the Shtenar, big Shtenars, the Prat v'Dechidakel, and between them was the east and west, and Bava Shemantol and Safon. And if Masha ain't been on those, between them, that was considered part of Bavel. We took it from part of Bavel. So what do we see from there? So the Gemara says, what's the borders of Bavel? A different river. That the one's Kavanoi, two different rivers where the borders of would be. So what do we see? Therefore, again, that's enough communists to assume where the Jews came, the ones who were suffering yichus left Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the ones that stayed behind, Chari had a yichus, were not psul yichus, were kosher yichus. Therefore, they were considered Jews, and therefore we don't consider them gerim. We consider them the borders above it. We consider them to describe who was vada yidden, who was suffering yidden. So most of you, the Aymer, you just says, maybe now it's Gagola Yoksin. Between the rivers, between the two rivers, was it, Gemara says, was Gagal Yuxin, was considered pure as Yuxin, the guy pure Yuxin. We know that it came from Israel. And the commentator says, Johnny Bush, Bubnisa, Shaya, Ben Shnai, Bubnisa was between two rivers, Yuxak, Menevah, were considered Miyukas. It was a special place. Everyone knew that it was a Kashuba place. So if anything in there was considered like that, like Miyukas, they were considered Miyukasim. They were considered that they were people who were Miyukasim. Was not that they all shared a certain yuchistic trait, and therefore we could submit they were yidden. So most of the Chanan Meshach disagreed. People in the country of Mesha, Chama were not concerned about the yichus, pso yichus, must only about cholol. So because Shem lo yipti al gerushos, therefore the Kohanim, why? Because the Kohanim were not makbid about marrying gerushos. So they weren't concerned about yichus. Yichus, they knew they were Jews. They were not concerned about that. But they were concerned about cholol, because the Kohanim were not makbid not to marry a grusha. Therefore, the halacha would be that there would be cholol, problems of cholos there. That's what they were concerned about. For Kohanim, there was a concern. So the Gemara says, they told Shur Mekim Kohanim. Gemara says, well, a different understanding of people who lived in Mesha. Tamakurila Mesha Mesha. The above at least called Mesha Mesha, which means dead, which means that they were all considered to be Amazarim. They were all dead. They were not able to marry into Klal Yisrael. It was called Mesa. They were dead. Kobaneda says, Mesa, Lashon Neifel, Lashon, like Neifel, like Mesim. The Mamash Mamzeim and Gemurim. And you couldn't come like Al. They were considered like dead. They couldn't come to Klal Yisrael. Those who called Madi were ill, those are sick, which means they were suffering. Some yes, some no. Elon Gavan Gersasa. They referred to Elon Gavan as a goy says. Because since Lamaisa they were Mamzeir and they were not Roy, then therefore most of them were not recovered. They would continue their lost from Klal Yisrael. They would not be able to marry in because there was a suffering who they were. Says the Kabbalah again. Kabbalah says that they were Gosasa, Rubim, Psulim, Kamutim, Mekshayim. Most of them are Psulim, only Mekshayim. And therefore people say, we Gosim, Rubim, Lemisa. We got the Lachayim. Most of them stayed away because Rapi Rove, they were Gosim. They were Sliyichos. So Mara says, now again, the different places of Bavel where we had Yichos, which one didn't have Yichos? Mara says, Chava Yema, Taklisa, Diavel. Chava Yema is the beautiful place, the glory of Bavel. Mara said, there the Yichos is unmatched, is a pure, unmatched, pure Yichos. Mara says, Abbasa Gabus, it's Shunya, the Amosa Gabus, it's Raisa, Chavutabi, Chavel. All these other towns we mentioned, these were all the glory of Chava, of Yema. Chava Yoma, they were all pure. says the Korban Edo again, all these names of cities, they were all considered Medina, Mubacharim Shem Medina's level. They were considered the best in Kavli Yoma in that area of being Muchasim, of being those who were Kshayr. Back to Machalik Beisharam Esilo, Gabi Tzoras Erva, Gabi the Tzor of an Erva. What's the halakha? Mara says, Yem Machalik Es, and then we have other people that disagree as well. So Mara says, even though they argue about Tzoras or Erva, Tzoras is considered Mutar or not. Bakios, in the case of sisters, they argue in the case, and mentioned the Mishnah earlier, in the case of Akios, he had four brothers married to each one, two sisters, and they died, they were Chalitza or not. Whether they need Chalitza, they could go Mutar Lashuk. Could you yivam with their sisters or not? Bishamai says they can get married. Bishil says no, they have to divorce them, they can't stay married. A serious issue. Or was it get Yashin and no get? Question of an old get, husband wrote a get, then before he gave it, he went and he was miyakid with her, so then the get's no good. So the question is called get yashan. It was written before they get miyakid. Does he have to give her another get? And she's married in between. She gets married, does he have to, does she have to leave her husband or not? So another mach, another shayla. Well, suffocatious is, suffocatious is. Question whether she was a suffocatious ish. This was a katana that was given over to marriage. And they're given over to marriage, and she did marriage. Gemara says, and it was done after by nesuin, which means it was done after has to be done by erusin. It was done by nesuin. So what's the halakha to know? The suffix, whether she's a suffix, she says, whether she's the mean was good or not. Is she mad or not? Makayish shavu pruta. Woman is makayish with a shavu pruta. Again, woman is makayish with a shavu pruta. Is good. But still says even the smallest amount is enough. And Shama says you have to have more Medina. Shama is not enough. Avizu Kamedesh Medina Shavadina. I'm sorry. A woman divorced his wife, and then he stayed with her overnight in an inn. He stayed in a hotel with her overnight. So the question we're concerned there for my assume he's still married to her. His second, he has to give another get with suffolk. We said maybe he remarried her. He was bowl of shame kedushin. Therefore we say that the get's no good. He has to have another get. We got Shavadina. So there again, that's the shita of Beis Shammai, the higher amount of money. So Gemara says that the Yatavadina. So Gemara says, therefore you see the condition or not. So again, this is what if you add pruta, what do you need this for? So the Mefarshim and the Daf take this out and say some say they're not Goyrish the pruta part. They're not Goyrish. Lo Garsina but pruta only Badina. Because it doesn't make sense. If you put the ready, you discuss it. You don't have to discuss the din of dinar. It's superfluous. So some say take out the first drasha of pruta is taken out, and this is the case that they bring down the case of a dinar. Okay, well, look, all these serious shahs, which question whether mamish, mamzeris, ishisis, etc. Let me bring up. They didn't stop marrying each other. Let me still be shahmai. No, I give him as a sholem shem emes v'al me'ahavto. Shall they go love and peace together? They were acted together as one. And Mamela, they still did marry each other. Like love and peace together, truth and peace. They were able to go ahead and figure out a system to be able to stay, to have one Klal Yisrael, one Torah, and allow them to marry each other, even though the halakhah's difference of opinion was very, very strong, was very, very different. So the Gemara, the Mamzer has been in sin. Gemara is a kasha. He said, Dimitri Tim Mamzer is Mamzeris. So Gemara says about the Malka. Now you say that they would not get. How could be if Mamzeres they came? It's also to marry each other. You say if it's time there, is there other three love him? Okay, maybe you could say and I say, but Lamai, how can you say marry your moms according to Beis Hamayis Hillel? How can you say that it doesn't make sense? What does that mean? So Gemara says Avadavida. What's the case? For example, would be where one place Gemara said with Kedusha and Mamzer, the other would not. Kedusha Rishon, Mishav the Pritosh and Dinner. First one Pritosh and was a Dinner. So the question, I'll Beis Shammai, because we're saying, the Beis Shammai holds his mouth with 90%. Beis Shammai, the condition of the Shani, is both the Shani. All the Vatmans are Ben Rishon. So the Adda Toas and Beis Hillel, Makisha Malisha, until they come back with Beis Hillel Shita, and Makash and Rishon, Makash Rishon, my yellow Mams and Rashani, and shall be a Mams of the second one. So it's an Afkimina again, who we hold like, which Shita we hold like to whether it will be from the beginning of the first one or second one, will be a Mams or not a Mams. So we see again the same idea that Lamaisa, that they could be mam's takam mam's eris beishamayil beisela. The halacha is they still be able to marry. How could they do that? How could they go ahead and marry someone who considered maybe a din mam's, which is also the kal Hashem? They would agree. In other words, they followed Beis Hillel's more chumra dekavu. So therefore, the men of Beis Shammai were considered, even by Shammai's standards, they were able to go ahead, even over, because they were no general chumra. So even over here, where basically they were mako, there would be no regular chumra like Beis Hillel. There'll be no lechumer beisil. Beishem echmir al atzma lekash bedina. Meaning, makidish brach bepruta. They'll be machmir themselves until they were divorced. One of them would get the gerusha. They would make sure that they would not come into such a shayla. Beitik mar meat beishamai meat beishilo. He spent so much time beishamai. They marry each other. Dinam beimelai. They beishamai agreed to beishilo. The machmir like lechumers. Beishilo lechemelo yishna shmeishilo. But beishamai should not have taken wife shmeishilo. The less dinam model like the beishilo didn't agree with beishamai. So therefore, the chayav from that, they didn't agree, so they shouldn't be allowed to do it. So Gemara said, "Vidul b'shem Yochanan amah elveilu alocha." I also said, both of them, both cases did according to alocha b'sidlo. That was the way Paskin. They all did like b'sidlo. The question is, will you want to always have a chamer? Will also be concerned about b'shamai? It depends. It depends when we're there. Like we're there now, before. So therefore, we didn't go. But otherwise, we'll go in. It'll be time to go in. We say they do concern that to b'sidlo. We don't consider moms that was treated b'shamai the same alocha. They both act on the halacha, but don't you know? Case we shared a shot in the Mishnah. Shogel beishamay beisuka beisham. Once they came to Yerushalayim. They came to beishamay beisham. Yes, beisuka. Came to a shot like I beishamay. A guy who sent in a shot. They broke down the wall between the mikvah and the thing was broken. Beishamay Yom and beishamay said that the broken wall is ayif chosaruba until it's not valid, until they go fix up most of it, until they close up most of it, until the greater part is, most of it's broken, then it'd be fine, otherwise it would be no good. Since the ashaka is not good until most of the wall is missing, then you could go mix together as one, but if not, it wouldn't be considered ashaka. It would be good. Beis Hillel says, even if it's the whole the size of a small, it's enough to go ahead and to matter it. So Beis Shammai, he didn't find Beis Hillel, and there's a chumrah, yet he allowed them to go do that. How could he do that? So Beis Hillel says, came case for Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai no gimbo. If you want to touch it, they would rule on it. When it came to Beis Hillel, Shammai would not touch it. They would let Beis Hillel pass in the Shaila. This Shaila came of the trough that had a hole in it, came with Beis Shammai. Before Beis Hillel was where Beis Hillel was Mechumra. They didn't even know Beis Hillel was cooler, Dick. They were Machmel Lechumra because they didn't know Beis Hillel was cooler, but if Beis Hillel would be there, they'd know the cooler, they would allow Beis Hillel to be Mechel, to Paskin. Another Yehus, you see, I mean, you're right, Beis Shammai is correct. He did defer to Beis Hillel, but we learned the Matinian Timna Beis Hillel, we learned the Lucha is, in case of the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai ruled Tom, made all the different Torah foods that would come through the Kalim, he would allow them to go ahead. And it goes, we allowed them before to say they knew before, because they knew Beis Hillel was halakha, the Beis Hillel was Mekel. They were allowed them to do that. But after that, they came to Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel allowed the hole to come through. That's enough to be Machshon and Mikvah. They heard that, then they go, they were Chazer on their own, and they allowed them all to be considered Torah. They were Machmir, say they were Tamid. They didn't know Beis Hillel's Kiddush. Once they thought Beis Hillel's Kiddush, even the smallest amount is enough to be considered the Meitahira, then they allowed, or they were Matal Mafreya, they were Matal Kalim. You see that in Echanami, the Beis Shammai accepted Beis Hillel's rules. It's correct. What Yochanan said, now look, to answer the question, is correct. It seems to be, it fits into the other cases as well. Both of them say, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, but they're passing according to Beis Hillel. So each one passing according to their own sheetahs, not according to Beis Hillel. Each one would say, according to the Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai sheetahs. If they did a second sheetahs, back to the question, Mamzei is the Messiah, Mamzei every time. How could you say over here that they passed, they didn't refute for Mary? If you say that each one, they're both Machnir and Beis Hillel, okay, so we understand that. That's why they passed like Beis Hillel. But if you tell me each one held their own sheetahs, how could Beis Shammai passing like Beis Hillel? How could Beis Shammai allow them to marry into Beis Hillel when there's Mam Zeirus here? How could that be? So Gemara says, Shem protected them. Nothing ever happened. Anyone ever married someone, but they would be considered a Mamza according to the other Shita. In other words, they would talk a Machlokas and they talk a Paskin according to their own Shita. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected them that there was no case that actually would happen that they would have to be Mekel on. It was really considered Mamzer is according to the other, according to Beis Shammai, or vice versa. They would never had that. They would all Shemaita, that this system never failed. that there was always enough between both of them, would agree in this particular case that there would be no mamzeris, and that's why there would be no problem. Ever since Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that way, that it should be, it should not have a problem. But now Mishle, stop that for Mishle, that should not happen. Gemara says, must bring a price that shows you the salacha. When we learn a price, the color is lock, melatz, my wife wants to back on himself, the no kumesh, I make comment, you can go back both comments, you can do. I didn't have my excel kosher. If you do both of them, you're a fool. A fool goes in darkness. I give, passing by both kumis is a fool. Gemara says, I like kuli, you want to go past like kulis, like both. Kulis, whenever Beshamai has a kula, you pass like Bezil. Beshamai, every time you have a Bezil, you pass like him. Only go for kulis. You call the Rasha, Nikka Rasha, you call the Rasha. Gemara says, Ella, okay, the Beshamai. So either you pass like Beshamai, the Kula, and Kuchumra, or you pass like Bezil, like Kuchumra, Kuchumra. The same thing, you don't pick one, and you pass like him, Kula, Kuchumra. So you have the same thing over here. You have to follow each one. Wouldn't tell you which one to paskin, either Beshamai or Bezil. Rabbi's not telling you to paskin like which one. It's telling you, pick one and paskin like one. You can't go back and forth. You can't vacillate between Kulas and Chumras. You have to follow like one. So Gemara said, I didn't actually use a Paschal. This was originally before the Paschal came out, so it looks like Beis Hillel. I'll be a Paschal. The Paschal came out, oh, the milk of the Beis Hillel, Kalo Evel, the Beis Hillel, Chayav Misa. That was only, this only before, you could Paschal wherever you want to, as long as you take the Kulis of one and the Chumras of one. But only that was before the Paschal, and the Paschal came out and said, I look like a Beis Hillel. Then you have to fast like Beis Hillel. We pass like Hillel in this world, and everybody doesn't do so. You mechuyev misa. You don't pass like Beis Hillel. You mechuyev misa. That was what we would say. We that was the opinion that we accept the opinion of Beis Hillel. So it would be a tzlo shita. So Gemara says, if we don't turn a brisa after the halach between Meisha and Beis Hillel, it's a pasuk. Who is the brisa? Pasuk came out and said, Elu v'Elu divrei l'mechayev. Both of them right. However, have a look at the Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel. Yeah, I'm always followed like Beis Hillel. The Paschal came out and said, listen, no one's wrong. They're both right. Both of their reasonings are correct. But Lamaisa, we have to follow the one thing we can't follow. When the Mamash opposite halachas, the Paschal came out and said, we pass like the view of Beis Hillel, not the Beisham. Beisham is also a look at the Abkhaim. It's also correct. Both of them are correct, but we have to pick one to go by, halacha Lamaisa. Therefore, we go by Beis Hillel. So you have to base after the Basco, then we have to fasten like him. Says the Kabbalah, Elo Elo Dibre Kimchayim. What does that mean? Mashav Neim Avim Ayimat Ichon Barais Metayra. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bepulim said both of the Sfaras are correct. Each one's correct. Al Yadam Niko Yaka Tefaras Kulo Tefarasa. Both of them. However, you can't go pasken like both of them. It's halacha Lamaisa. You have to pick one. So therefore, they said the halacha is like Beis Hillel Liyalam. They were closer to the truth because they were poor. They all demonstrated that Navid Sadek Baruch, but because of poverty brings to a certain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they were able, that's why the halakha became like him. And even though both were corrected in Makairos and Psukim, etc. However, that was the Hanoga. Where did the Basel come out that they heard this? Came out in Yavne, the basement, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash in Yavne, Sanhedrin in Yavne. Came out, that's when it came out. And they said over that this will be the halacha by Tzuras Adon, that there would be the halacha like Beis Hillel, Paskin like this, and this would be accepted practice, even from before, the case of before, that it would be a halacha this way as well. I'd kind of pair up, continue the new pair tomorrow.